Now, I'm not saying this is the reason the Niners have been lousy this year, but I got to tell you, it just feels like more of a coincidence or less of a coincidence than you think. The three, and I haven't brought this up in a while. Okay. I guess this is my Super Bowl when I bring this stuff up.
All right.
Let's put the rats on the table.
Rats.
Three of them.
Plural, okay.
Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey. The three guys who got you for money over the offseason. One guy's been hurt all year. One guy just got hurt. And the other guy.
Well, at this point, he's out there playing.
Oh, yeah. He's
available, oh, yeah. Right?
Is he best left tackle of all time? This guy, Trent Williams?
Well, I don't know how they grade. I'm just telling
me
you.
Me neither.
He's the best of what you got up front. And all of a sudden, you called me crazy and some were in denial. But, Steiny, I'm noticing game by game, more batted balls from Brock Purdy at the line of scrimmage. And I know it's football that happens, but I just feel like teams are starting to implement it, like they're looking for that. But I wish that was part of the reason he had three interceptions. But are you telling me early on, Andy Reid, after a bye, they go ultra-aggressive, they try to fake punt, it gets stopped. The Niners got the ball on the Chiefs' 45-yard line, and bam, Brock Purdy throws a horrific interception. Like, Steiny, I'm not used to that Brock Purdy. And again, that started from as soon as the game started, almost like it did with the Arizona Cardinal game. But, I mean, the defense for a while of this game, Steiny, played or kept you in it. It kept you in it. But the offense is putrid. And I would just like to ask people, is this all of a sudden now just a byproduct of not having McCaffrey? Because now it's gone into Brandon Ayuk. You can no longer be the whipping boy. You are out for the season, and we hate it. But at the end of the day, I need to know what's going on with the reads from Brock Purdy or Steiny. Is it just the receivers can't beat man coverage? You don't win as much in the last 5 years if it were that.
Okay.
So I think it's some of that. But it's got to be some of what Brock's not doing.
Yeah,
he can't just skate like Nancy Kerrigan.
You all tell me the reason why. I'm just looking at the numbers. Purdy's completion percentage lower than the previous 2 years. His touchdown percentage way lower than the last 2 years. He's thrown more interceptions. He's got 9 touchdown passes and 7 picks.
Oh,
I mean that's pedestrian in any league.
So
is it his fault? Well, it's partly his fault at the very least. Can't not be any of his fault. And now you're in a situation where, and this is, you know, with every loss, it becomes more magnified.
Right.
Oh, you know, Brock Purdy's really good. Okay, he's really good.
Right.
But you're 3-4. You're 3-4. So what do you do?
And is he, I'm asking, is his really good enough to win?
Well, it's funny because it was plenty before, apparently. Well, Purdy's not a great quarterback. He's not a top five. That's all right. He's still really good, and we can win a Super Bowl with him. Maybe you can, but I don't know about with this team and the people that are surrounding him.
Yeah, he was awful yesterday.
888-957-9570. Let's go to, let's start out with Logan in Sebastopol. What's going on, Logan? How you doing, man?
What's up, Dying Guru? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
help us out, man.
Yeah. So I was at Levi's Stadium yesterday, and it was my first time ever at a Niners game.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah, this was not a good one to start it with, and I just want to talk about the general vibe up there.
Okay.
Section 413, the nosebleeds. Everybody was angry up there, man. I mean, we were ready for cathartic revenge after being beat by these Chiefs. And like you said, Guru, they just didn't meet the moment.
Man.
And for the first time, I really, really questioned Brock. And yeah, it was embarrassing, ugly.
Thanks for the call, Logan. They were hot in the nosebleeds.
Yeah, so were the Chiefs sideline. They had the backup offensive lineman. You know, normally they had a report during the game. I don't know if you saw it. The visiting teams, when the sun's out, they have like a tent to block the sun. Chiefs have the backup O-lineman block the Suns, Sonny. I don't know if you caught that, but at the end of the day, man, I just can't get over how putrid Patrick Mahomes' day was just from a number standpoint. Two interceptions, and you couldn't win that game. And you're right, 28-18 is lipstick on a pig. Was it ever really that close? But Kyle Shanahan had Evan and I got into it before the show started, a chance to tie the game, and he elected to kick an extra point, which they missed. But I'm like, you can't be, what if they score? What if they don't score? You got a chance and you're down, you're injured, you're hurt, whatever. Now, you got a chance to tie the game, be aggressive. And that blew up in their face. That obviously, with the kicker missing an extra point, but Steiny, I just would like, and I need your help all throughout this week and the listeners, who do you blame and where do you go from here? Because I thought Brock Purdy was enough to have, that's enough to win a game.
Well, not against the San Francisco.
Forget McCaffrey.
Not against the Chiefs. Like, what do we do?
Was that really the Chiefs yesterday, though?
Chiefs are good. And
I'm not saying that wasn't like, their A game.
I don't think Mahomes was putrid. Okay. I just absolutely don't.
But the numbers,
That's my point. Yeah. If they're throwing the ball down up and down the field and they get to the five and then they run it in, like, who cares if he doesn't have any touchdown passes?
Well, so,
he's getting them down there. Yeah. They're cashing in. They had four touchdown runs.
Mm.
That's all that matters is they get down there with the pass and then they're able to punch it in any way possible.
But you were able to get him to turn it over twice.
Okay. Not when it mattered.
And you didn't do anything with it.
Yeah. And we talked all week about the Chiefs defense. Chiefs defense is better than the Niners defense.
They said, you ain't beating us on the ground and we're going to make you beat us through the air. And they didn't. And we saw what happened.
I mean, as far as Kyle Shanahan goes, I know everybody thinks that when you assess Kyle Shanahan, you either love him or you hate him. But I texted you guys. His play calling is like impatient.
Damn.
Like he doesn't, it feels like he never, it's just not good enough for him to put a 10 or 11 play drive together with six or seven runs. Maybe it's because they couldn't run the ball, but I feel like they just are going for too many quick fixes, and they're not paying the price on offense by running the ball more and getting into third and three where they have more opportunity instead of third and eight. But look, they didn't do anything really well yesterday, and Kyle Shanahan didn't either. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Steve in San Francisco. Hey, Steve, what's going on, man? By the way, Warriors season opener Wednesday.
Yeah, right. At least we got that. A lot of things to get to. I'm glad you brought up Shanahan.
Sure.
I understand the injuries. Look, Purdy, I know that he had a horrible game, but like, I think he's allowed one or two of those. I mean, the only other game that he's had like that was the Baltimore game in his entire career. He's really, really not, that's not his style of game. Now, that aside, because you can't discount the interceptions that broke their back, we're seeing the same stuff week after week, and that's where it comes back to Shanahan. They just seem like they've never found their footing, even in victories here. They're not stringing together those drives that they normally do. They're relying on bigger splash plays to get those scores. Yesterday, one of the biggest, most disheartening things to me was just seeing a team that just came out so lethargic, uninspired, unprepared, and seemed just defeated on arrival. It almost, you could even tell in the leading up to the game, they go, oh, well, it's not like it's the Super Bowl and we can't get back that. Totally understand that, and that's factually accurate. But then are you just going into this game thinking that it's an afterthought? Yeah, you can't get the Super Bowl back. But in reality, this was an opportunity to take down the top team in the league that's undefeated, recourse correct your season. And it seemed like that opportunity was completely lost on them. They just, top to bottom, they seem like they didn't want to be there. That was the biggest development that I thought was a problem yesterday. And then otherwise, you see the exact same things plaguing them week after week. Terrible special teams, probably the worst in the league. an offense that can't convert third downs or red zone, and a defense that they played a little bit better yesterday,
yeah.
but they still can't get off the field when they need
right.
a stop or they need a conversion. They can't do that, and that's been an issue in blowing the game to Arizona against the Rams. And I go back to coaching. That all trickles down for me to Shanahan. There's mistakes. But, I mean, this team does not look prepared to play. And yesterday, it was abundantly apparent.
Yeah, appreciate it. And I'll say this to that, Steiny. I'm not putting this at the doorstep of the defense. I'm not. Yesterday, were they perfect? No. And when you look at the stats and you look at the game early on, you felt like the Niners made the Chiefs offense feel them, right? There was a reason Mahomes turned it over twice. But going into this game, the Chiefs had been lousy on third down. Steiny, they were 8 of 14.
Exactly.
Season high. Then you talk about the red zone. They were hurting in the red zone coming into this game. You know what they wore yesterday in the red zone, the Chiefs? 4 of 5. The Niners were 2 of 11, those are the money downs on third down. The bank has not been open. And I'm sitting here checking myself right now. I'm going to slow down. Oh, Brock's getting 50-60. Nobody wants to talk about it. Steiny, he's throwing money away. He is throwing money away because this thing looked like you showing up and quarterbacking was enough. And I said it. So now I'm telling you, I don't know what to make, how much to pay. Today's not today, but we got to call Brock Purdy out for not meeting the moment two of the last three games. I said it. I do not. That looked like Jimmy stuff yesterday, Steiny. And the DBs are like, oh.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The ball, it's the, like he was off. And we need, if we can't do it, Steiny, to ask the right questions, why?
Yeah, I just,
you know. Maybe can't beat man coverage. That's a pass.
Well, that's another.
Go ahead, I'm
sorry. Just looking at the other side of the ball, that's why I think when we say, Mahomes was not very good. Really?
Wow.
They were 8 for 14 on third down.
Yeah, they were.
And they were 4 for 5 in the red zone with touchdowns. It's
money.
Like, I don't care about the numbers. The numbers matter less when you can't stop the Chiefs on
numbers
a third down.
Numbers are numbers.
So,
that's a great one.
I mean,
I hear you, man.
You know, it's like a guy who's 7 for 17 going into the fourth quarter and then he has a big fourth quarter.
Would you call this a slump for Purdy if we just focus on the last three games? The one against Arizona, you lost, you threw picks, balls got tipped, and then you come out against, you know, the guy that you want to beat, the team that you have, and I'm not saying Brock was the reason you lost, the sole reason, but Steiny, he's playing different. Give me that.
He doesn't have as good a team around him. He just doesn't.
Well,
he doesn't.
All right, no, you know what, and I'm not going to argue that, I can't. But can we just real quick here before you grab another call? Steiny, I come to work and I don't come to work. And you know when I don't come to work is when I don't feel good. I have to make a decision. I got to make a decision about the other people. Now, why would... What's the... Wow. No. See,
We all know about Thursdays.
Back to you, Steiny. Dude, you little mother. Hey, no, listen. Debo, you know if you're playing or not.
He tried.
What do you mean try?
He played three
plays.
This
ain't Pop Warner. Ronnie Lott had to cut a pinky off half of it to play. You're either in or you're out. That didn't help anybody. And then you become a sideshow. You're going to play or not? What happened to the boombox? When was the last clip we saw the Niners with the boombox? Something's changed, and I told you this is why they needed to cash out when they were in the Super Bowl last year, because sometimes stuff is just not your day or season, and that's what this looks like. By the time McCaffrey comes back, the Juwan Jennings didn't play. Like, Steiny, when does it end, man? That's why
Why would you think it's going to end if they're not a good team?
I just told you, and it's growing now. Maybe this just is not the year, and it started with McCaffrey, the whole stuff with the money. But Debo said, so what was the...
He tried to play, and he was sick.
So you had a bug?
I don't know. I just know that he tried. What did he play, three plays?
Yeah, it was... Oh, man.
Paul in Pleasanton. Hey, Paul, what's going on, my man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to make a couple of points. You know, I think it's just time to accept that Shanahan and the quarterback are like the 2020s version of, like, Tony Dungy and Manning going against the big bad, you know, Kansas City Chiefs, who are like the 2020s version of the Patriots. So if you recall, right, I mean, the Colts got lucky one year. They beat they were down in the championship game and still managed to beat the Pats. And then they faced, like, I think Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl. I would definitely find a way to, like, you know, give Purdy the contract. Take, like, a 4 to 5 year time frame. Maybe we got lucky. We face, like, a subpar opponent and win the big one. So that's point number one. Point number two is on, you know, Shanahan. I think now this is, I've called air on other shows multiple times. But his biggest, like, deficiency is his arrogance, right? And that arrogance shows up in his inability to, like, ad lib and, you know, change on the fly. I think one of the amazing stats I saw on the previous show is that he is 0-40 when trailing by 8 points in fourth quarter. And I think since he's been here, we're the only team that has not won a game in that scenario, right? But I think if we were going to be a Super Bowl, I used to live in New England back in the Patriots days, and there were multiple times they came back, you know, with deficits in fourth quarter. You got to have the ability to come back, and you can't come back, you know, if you're so arrogant in your play calling. So thanks for my call.
Appreciate the call, Paul.
Yeah.
What does arrogant in play calling mean?
Maybe going to, you know, when you're having success on the ground, like they've been in previous games, I think of the Ram game, and you go to passing because, I don't know, Stoney, maybe you want to do it all. But to me, it's when you ignore the rhythm of the game, the algorithm, when you know that the run is working. Why do anything else?
Well, let me tell you where the run does not work.
They got, hey, Kansas City did
in the low red zone. How many times do they hand the ball off to Mason and he gets a yard? Yeah,
that happened.
They just cannot run the ball in from, you know, inside the 10. And the time they did, like, that was Kyle's best play of the game. The quarterback sneaked to Purdy, where the guy's blocked in a weird angle and it left the middle wide open.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I watched that play and I said to my boy Dane, I was like, that was interesting. That was different. Like, that didn't look like a regular quarterback sneak. And then, of course, Brady broke it down, and it was a little bit complicated, but it obviously worked, and he got in easily there. But, yeah. I mean, Mason can't find the end zone in there, and then you get tricky fourth downs. You got to figure out whether to go for it, not go for it. They almost didn't get the field goal at the end of the half.
Yeah, that would have been the second week in a row, but they did get it. But I mentioned the for the Chiefs, Donnie, how this was a season best on third down and red zone. And they also held the ball for 35 minutes.
Page out of Kyle's book.
Man.
Christine in Danville.
Hey.
Hey, Christine, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
Trying to figure it out. Hey.
Trying to figure it out. Well, I've been a Niner fan a long time, and not that I think I know everything, but I just think Shanahan's been out-coached this season. You know, everyone's saying he's an offensive guru. Like, did we not have second and one and we ran it two times and couldn't get a first down? I think the first time there was a called rollout for Purdy was in the third quarter, and it worked. We got like 5-6 yards on that play. if we're not playing well, he's got to call different things, and it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be simple, but it's just too predictable. He can't run the clock. I just think he needs some therapy.
Therapy.
Hey, Christine, let me run this by you. Just hearing your passion, young lady. So we know what Patrick Mahomes is to the NFL. He's the standard at the quarterback position. Brock Purdy's absolutely emerging. But why, against yesterday's game, would Brock Purdy have more pass attempts than Patrick Mahomes? Now, hearing you talk, I'm like, that's wrong already. Why would Kyle have Brock throw it more than the standard of Patrick Mahomes? And oh, by the way, Christine, as you know, 3 interceptions in those 31 pass attempts. Why not run it more? Just a thought.
I agree. I still think Mason's not quite right. I think he should have gone to the rookies more, see if they could get something going, and he didn't. He didn't, and he did the last game. And so I don't know why he didn't keep pushing the running game if Purdy was struggling, but whatever he tried, it wasn't working. Mm. And it just seems like he's standing on the sidelines frustrated, just like we're all frustrated. And it's like, well, you got to do something different to spark the offense, and he didn't do it again.
Thanks, Christine. Appreciate the call.
And Stani, here I go. I know it's overreaction Monday. I am not trying to troll. But if I'm Isaac Grindo and I close that game out in Seattle with a nice run for the team and myself, my reward is one carry.
You realize he fumbled on that carry.
No, I didn't.
Yes, he fumbled. And it went out of bounds.
But it's about trust, though, Stani.
Well, exactly. So you run him and he fumbles. I'm just saying. They didn't lose the fumble, but
he wasn't in the plans. One carry.
Mason, 14 carries. Purdy, 8. How many of those were sneaks? A couple?
Yeah.
So he took off maybe 5 or 6 times. Juszczyk, 1 carry for 14.
Do you understand where I'm at or where I'm coming from when I say I put more of the blame on the offense and coaching than I do on the defense? Stani, the defense was, I mean, they were making it difficult. Yeah, they ran the ball and Hunt with 22 carries for 78 yards and they averaged 4.7 a pop. But if you watch that game, even into the third quarter, when the Niners, when you felt like, oh my God, they got action, they might pull this out. I can't put it all at the defense's doorstep. They tired, yes, but offensively is what is really blowing me away about this team. And now you have no Brandon Ayuk. Debo has the flu. I don't know where this thing is going.
Kansas City had 184 rushing yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's close to gashing at that point. Couple big plays, obviously, from Hardman. Kareem Hunt was good all day. Mahomes made everything happen when he needed
Noah
to.
Noah Gray.
40 rushing.
Not Marvin. That's bad. Noah Gray, Stani.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's a couple things going on. One is I think they're just not, their personnel is just not the same.
Well, damn.
And nobody's going to want to hear this today, and I'm the guy who says you got to play with who you got to play with, but If you're not playing with Hargrave, Ayuk, McCaffrey, Greenlaw, and Jennings against the Kansas City Chiefs, what are you really expecting out there?
Then what about what the Chiefs are doing with their list of injuries?
Well, they have a quarterback named Patrick Mahomes, and he was the difference in the game yesterday.
When are we going to – okay.
Period.
That 33-yard
and he's Michael Jordan
special.
And Steph Curry. So we don't have a Steph Curry or a Michael Jordan.
Well, for a little bit, didn't you think we
do
in regard to Brock Purdy?
No, I would never compare Mahomes and Purdy. Mahomes has 3 Super Bowls. Exactly. But that's the point. Is Mahomes yesterday
beat you when he didn't have it? He made the play.
That's what great players do.
But the Niners are supposed to be a great team, a good team.
Yeah.
And of all the 5 in a row you lost to Kansas City, this was the nastiest I believe Kansas City played, and you still couldn't beat them.